afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
Well, I had enough people reach out within a short enough span. I had at least three people reach out to me within a, I don't know, 4-5 hour span maybe today, saying, where is our podcast episode? No podcast episode for 2 weeks in a row. And so I got enough outside pressure that I finally am here sitting down, speaking into the microphone to give you something to live on for yet another week. And, you know, I've done these episodes before where I said, I really don't know what it's going to be. And previously, I had called those episodes hodgepodge or whatever, right? Like, I had always come up for some sort of title. And it was maybe about 2 months ago that I said, okay, sometimes I just really do have this random collection of thoughts that it's really not that large of a topic. And so I'm just going to call it Random Thoughts. And so, as you can see, this is our fourth iteration of a Random Thoughts episode since so dubbing the name of that. And that's why we're here today with another Random Thoughts episode. And I think that's the hard part for me, is when I really don't know what to talk about, it's so easy to say, well, I really just don't have anything to talk about that's going to be hefty enough for an episode. Then again, I have to remind myself that's why these Random Thought episodes exist. Was for these particular moments, for these moments where I really don't have a lot of substantial material, if you will. And that's all on me, right? It's my job to get guests, it's my job to reach out, it's my job to schedule them, it's my job to follow through. I would back up a little bit and say that it's not 100% on me to follow through, but the majority of that responsibility does in fact lie with me. You see, I think about one of my friends who we've been trying for, and how many times have you heard me say this, right? We've been trying for about 2 months to get him on the podcast, and he's had something, I've had something. It's been a lot of back and forth. We've had stuff planned and it just, something else comes up on one end or the other. But I was even thinking maybe an hour before finally sitting down tonight to record this, wow, I really should reach back out to him. Again, this is why I will take responsibility for that, because it does fall on me. I need to reach back out to him and try to get something set back up again so it's at least on the calendar and we can give it another go. So, in full transparency, I did yesterday jot two things down onto a sticky note thinking, here are some things I could talk about on the podcast. And I really didn't record last night because I was doing other things. I was watching the Love is Blind reunion. I was playing video games. But to be quite honest with you, that's because my mental health just hasn't been the greatest the past couple of days. And sometimes there are triggers, just like there is in anyone's lives, whether that's a trigger that sets us off into an angry mood, it's a trigger where Now we've become irritated by every little thing. It's a trigger that, for me, spiraled my mental health. And we all have different triggers, and these different triggers present themselves and send us into a certain state. And sometimes the trigger for me, quite honestly, is, and I've talked to you a little bit about this before, but getting spam phone calls. And not only that, but what happened most recently was getting spam requests to my Instagram. I know they're nothing, right? You know that they're spam. But for some reason, it still sends me into a tizzy. And to be quite honest, and maybe it is related to my mental health, but I also was just kind of feeling bleh the past few days. And sometimes that like bleh feeling throws you out of whack. And so you really have to do what you need to do to take care of yourself, to focus on the things that you know are going to turn yourself back around. And I talked about this a couple weeks ago in actually the last episode that we had together. Actually, I don't think it was the last episode, but it was in a recent episode about not making excuses. And I think there's a difference in making excuses and putting things off and in self-care. And so for me, for example, there are a lot of things that I could be doing. I'm preparing to participate, is the better word, in my first ever D&D campaign. So I have some work that I need to do on my character development there. I have a speaking engagement that I'm trying to solidify details on. And so I need to start, potentially, as long as everything goes through, working on that. And so, what is that mindset, right? What is the perspective? I could easily look at that stuff and say I'm neglecting it, which holds a little bit of truth in there, right? But at the same time, I need to make sure I'm taking care of myself. And I think all too often, we forget that if we're not taken care of, it's going to affect our relationships. It's going to affect maybe a mood that we're in a little bit longer. So I don't necessarily see it as neglecting, as it is I'm focusing on things that I know are going to improve my mood, to keep me in a good mindset, so that I can then work to be a better version or a happier version of who it is that I am. Speaking about having things to do, this has also been on my mind about overcommitting to things. And I'm sure you felt it before where, let's say someone asks you, do you want to go do something in 2 weeks? And you say, yeah, that would be great. Thinking, it'll be so nice to spend time with those friends. I'm excited for what we're going to go out and do. But as that date approaches, you start thinking to yourself, oh dear Lord. Oh no, what have I done? I have made a grave mistake. Should not have said yes to that. How am I going to back out now? Why did I overcommit? And it makes me think of the Taylor Swift song, Should Have Said No. Da, da, da. I don't know where that was going. Again, that's why this is called Random Thoughts, right? But I do know I've overcommitted myself. And there are a lot of things that I'm thinking, oh, man. It's almost like you think about some of the commitments you've made, and then you start dreading them. And you're like, oh, I really don't want to do that. And maybe that's why some things get put off a little bit. I know that some of the things that I'm thinking on the top of my mind that I feel like maybe I overcommitted to, will probably enjoy them once I'm there and in the moment. But it's just getting to that moment in and of itself. Well, heading for a weekend of a lot of fun. I have a day off of work at the end of the week just to invest in myself, to invest in my mental health. And so I'm hoping the weather boosts that as well, and that it doesn't rain on my parade, if you will. But I hope that you all get out and do something for yourself. Find something you enjoy doing. Make sure that you are out there taking care of yourself. And I don't know what episode is good, what the episode's going to bring on Monday. I know it probably won't be a guest. But until then, have a great week, everyone. That's good.